I almost missed it. I've almost missed it. I'm almost out of time, but here I am. Memphis Super Bowl 3. I love it. First of three programmes. You see? 3-3. Very nicely done. Rule of three. And they've been around in this reconstituted phase. It's not a phase, is it? Because they're continuing, and I don't think it will be a phase. I think it'll be moving on and getting stronger. Reconstituted type for 3 years. And I've been watching them for that long and talking about them for that long and enjoying their work for that long. And this first of three is no different, because it's not one of those rah-rah, exciting, everything's fine programmes, which a celebratory programme could be. No, they don't do that. They give a sense of concern. The people that you think should win don't always win. And that is the sign of a promotion in rude health. Rude. So first of all, we have Cassandra Golden versus MKZ Mackenzie Morgan for Mackenzie Morgan's Women's Championship. I'll just take a swig of my cranberry juice. Refreshing. Very nice. Now, good for the prostate. Yes, at my age, it's fair enough. Now, early on, Cassandra Golden, who's the bigger wrestler, but of course these two are friends. She gets on top and hits a side slam. It was a counter, actually, side slam. Big spine buster. And Golden thinks she's on top, but very quickly, MKZ's thinking quicker than Golden, really, in a wrestling way, and gets that roll up for the pin. And Cassandra Golden snaps on her. And we didn't see that coming, because she's always been bigged up as a face and has always played that face very well. And she smacks her up afterwards. And this is very interesting, because if anybody's going to take that belt from MKZ, it's going to be Cassandra Golden. She's bigger. She's probably smarter in a wrestling sense. She was caught napping in this match and she didn't like it. So it starts this Super Bout 3 first programme with quite a febrile atmosphere. Next we have something which has been running on, because they've got previous have the posse and Simon, because of course Mr. Chris, or Mr. Crisp as they now call him because he got his face burnt by a fireball. I mean, it was from his tag team partner Simon, and it doesn't look, I mean, it looks like he's got, it looks like the Phantom of the Opera or Dr. Fibes. I don't think he really had that much of his face burnt. Still, he's not around at the moment. So Simon's doing the damage to King Cobra with the spiked shoulder pads. You know, very, very, very Road Warriors, really. Very rush, LOD. And, God, it hurt me that, did actually. And he's supposed to have spiked his eye. Although, as I've said in previous podcasts, we have seen Cobra coming back with a Band-Aid on his, just above his eye. Don't know if it actually, because you would see some damage to the eye, wouldn't you? If it spiked him in the eye, you'd see at least a bit of bruising, even if it was better. Don't see any of that. However, in his absence, Uncle Mikey, now called Michael, he's corporate, took over the booking, and now he's continuing to be the junior booker. And so he stood in for, on behalf of his employer, I suppose, the head booker, King Cobra, are you still with me on this, to fight Simon. And because Simon breaks the rules all the time, what Michael said he should have is a play-by-the-rules match, so that if Simon breaks any of the rules, he's disqualified. Well, you would anyway, wouldn't you? The referee would disqualify you if you're breaking the rules anyway. What you're really saying is, we can't really trust the officials here at Memphis Wrestling, because they might let him break the rules several times, so it's a play-by-the-rules match. No, that's the general rules, isn't it? I mean, Simon says beforehand, I'm going to break all the rules. Well, it's a general rule of my... You know, if the action spills out onto the outside, you've got a count of 10, and then it's a disqualification. If you use a chair, it's a disqualification. If you spike somebody in the eye, or just above the eye, it's a disqualification, isn't it? It's a bit weird, but I mean, it's a good match. Michael hits Gator Feet early on. And I love that Simon, when Michael's in the Tree of Woe position, he pulls back on his head. That's really got to hurt. Simon brings a chair in. It's taken by the ref. Michael wants to be hit. Then when the ref takes the chair, he takes the opportunity to poke Simon's eye. How dare you, Mr. Michael? It's supposed to be a play by the rules, matchmate. Just be a matchmaker. Matchmaker, matchmaker, break me some rules. Make me a match, then break me some rules. Blimey. Then you've got a big slap from Michael, which I didn't expect. And Simon really sells it. It puts him right down. It's lovely. He then throws the ref down to Simon. And then it spills out to the outside. He goes for Cobra. Cobra smacks him one. Back in the ring, I thought this was going to be the ending. Michael goes up to the top. The moonsault, he misses it. And there's an elbow drop for Simon, and he gets the pin. Here we go. The first match, the pin I expected, but not the heel turn I expected. This is not the pin I expected. And Simon, if he wins, he gets reinstated. So he is reinstated. His tag team partner isn't yet. And that may be the way forward. Maybe Mr. Chris, put some respect on that man's name. Put some E45 on that man's face. Maybe he's not coming back, I don't know. But I do like Simon's work here. I like Michael's work as well, but it was an odd little match, but it had the ending I didn't expect, and that was good. Now, I know what to expect here, really. It's a gauntlet match with the Righteous Path versus Big John Dalton. First up, his brother Bruce. There are punches traded, a big John Dalton boot. He gets on top, hits a splash for the win. Ryan Rembrandt's in immediately before the referee says, ring the bell! So he's not got any time to recuperate. That's John Dalton. He then gets a mounted punches, but there's the World's Strongest Slam from me, John Dalton, for the pin. And in comes Ash. Ashhole. That's him, yeah. Ash Taylor, isn't it? Yeah, Ashhole, as they call him. And he's got a lovely red cassock, or, you know, red surplice. A surplice. He gets in, takes that surplice off. He's got a nun's outfit underneath. No, he hasn't. He's got a shirt and tie underneath, and he turns his back, as he's done before, to open his arms out in a crucifix-type position, as if to say, hit me, at which point someone comes in from behind, not seen him before. He's got a mask on and a big beard, and he's laughing maniacally. It does seem like Delirious. Now, I don't think it is, but I mean, it does seem an awful lot like Delirious. He hits a slop drop for the pin. He gets the pin. So we didn't even know there was... I mean, John Dalton's not been told there's an extra bloke. He's been told there's these three. Oh, I can handle them. And none of the blokes in bodysuits. No, none of the shadows. No. And then there's an extra bloke in. How's that fair? I mean, if you knew there was an extra bloke, you'd be thinking, where's the extra bloke coming? I don't know who he is. He's somebody I don't know, so he's probably coming from behind. But he doesn't know that. Anyway, I didn't expect that either. So this is good. This is surprising me. And then we've got Matt and Gaston versus Ray Ray, who lost the titles, of course, to Matt. Matt Wash's... Anyway, Matt and Prince Gaston. Storybook Prince Gaston, if you like. Part of the Knicks Network. They won the title from... just Ray on his own, because DK had a medical issue and couldn't fight anymore. So Ray has got somebody to come in. I didn't think it would be DK. He's back, he's lost a bit of weight, he's got some muscle on him, he looks great actually. Gets a right pop, very nice. And early on there's a Ray hip toss, springboard crossbody and a drop kick, a nasty Ray sunset flip off the top into a power bomb. It's great. It doesn't even big it up. It's just fantastic. DK, of course, gets some punches to Gaston. There's an X Factor type move, or face buster, if you like. DK then, unfortunately, hits Ray with the super kick. There's a quick roll up from Gaston, and they retain. I didn't expect that either. I thought this is going to be the big super bout stage where they get the titles back, particularly with DK being in there. No. They lost. It's a bit downbeat. You know, Dustin and Terrence at the end are not quite sure what to make of it.
that's great. It just shows such confidence that you don't need a big rah, rah, rah. Memphis is great at the end of it. What you need is, well, we're really surprised. Come back next week to see what happens then. I certainly will, because over 3 years, I've hardly ever missed one. And I'm delighted, because they've always been fabulous. Ta-ta.